listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. The Washington Post headline under the heading of Health and Science reads, Trump administration halts study that would use fetal tissue to discover a cure for HIV. It involves the Health and Human Services, and it involves that notorious, now well-known, trafficking in fetal tissue that is obtained from aborted fetuses. What kind of research is this? And is this, as some are contending, scientific censorship? Joining us to answer that question, Dr. David Prentice. He's Vice President of Research, Director for the Charlotte Lozier Institute, and he spent almost 20 years as Professor of Life Sciences at Indiana State University. Dr. Prentice, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd. Good to be with you.
In the Washington Post piece, Warner Green, who was director of the Gladstone Institute of Virology and Immunology, where he now runs an HIV research lab, has called the action by the HHS scientific censorship of the worst kind. How do you respond?
Well, it's not really censoring any modern science is one way to look at this. The things that they're doing with aborted fetal tissue are antiquated science. This is the type of research that's been done for decades and, in point of fact, has still not produced a cure or, frankly, even a very effective treatment in terms of HIV or other types of diseases. And in point of fact, there are a number of different ways to do these experiments, to make what are called humanized mice. And it's not something that we might consider very gross. They're basically taking a mutant mouse and putting a human immune system in so that then they can test the immune system and infectious disease and so on. But you can do that same type of experiment and make those same kinds of mice with lots of other types of tissues, with adult stem cells. You do not have to traffic in aborted fetal tissue. And in fact, these other types are better at being closer to what's going to be clinically relevant in terms of those studies.
So what exactly did Health and Human Services do?
Well, what they have done is a number of things, but in particular for this particular lab, they have told NIH researchers that they are essentially on a moratorium right now while they're studying this whole question, the science, the ethics, as well as taxpayer funding and stewardship of taxpayer dollars. They just told them, while we're studying it, you're not supposed to buy more aborted fetal tissue. Now, they didn't tell them that they couldn't do the experiments or use these other sources. They just said, look, we need to take a pause and really look seriously at this because this really is an older scientific method, and it's certainly not the best science method. If we want to come up with a real cure for HIV/AIDS, if we want to be able to study development, if we want to be especially able to treat people with various diseases, we need to look at alternatives to aborted fetal tissue because there are lots of alternatives. And in fact, those alternatives are just better science. Shouldn't we really want to do good science and focus on the patient?
So what is attractive to these researchers, whatever it is they are trying to study or cure, about fetal tissue, especially the kind that can only be obtained from aborted babies?
Yeah, and again, it's sort of a holdover. This was cutting-edge science back in the 1960s and 1970s. But unfortunately, you know, science are people, and you kind of get into a groove where you're doing something, you're familiar with it, you know what to expect, and it's hard to change. It's hard to go to something new, even when you know it's better. And I think, you know, people thought long ago that fetal tissue, especially aborted fetal tissue, it's kind of younger, it grows faster and so on, and it might be, you know, a better type of cell or tissue to use. It turns out now, though, there are lots of other opportunities that don't involve destruction of a human life. And we really are trying to push people and push HHS to spend that money more wisely and to spend it on ethical research and better science.
Is there any tangible connection that we know of between this kind of research that's using fetal tissue and the trafficking in aborted fetal body parts that was so much in the news surrounding Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, unfortunately, there is a connection here. And it's that tissue that, you know, was in the news, and not just from the abortion facilities like Planned Parenthood, but these middlemen, these tissue procurers who would go into those clinics and pay some money to get them and then sell them at a ramped up cost to the researcher. Essentially, there's a demand. It creates a demand which continues that trafficking.
The Washington Post piece did note that the only source of this tissue was what they called from voluntary abortions, implying to my mind that there was a complete chain of consent when it came to the trafficking of this fetal tissue. But I believe that those who were looking into that regarding Planned Parenthood very quickly discovered that consent was often completely absent in that exchange.
Mm-hmm. It was, and it was a number of scientists and bioethicists who were asked about the consent forms. You blanched when the particular phrases were mentioned. This is what a number of women were given on that consent form, a phrase that said, aborted fetal tissue has been used to find a cure for AIDS, cancer, Parkinson's, diabetes, and a couple of other diseases. Now, we know that those diseases have not been cured. They haven't even been treated with fetal tissue. Yet, you know, there is that sense then that you might be doing a good thing by donating that tissue and saving lives. But the truth is totally opposite that. And, you know, consent simply was not fully informed.
Dr. David Prentice is vice president and research director for the Charlotte Lozier Institute. He spent almost 20 years as professor of life sciences at Indiana State University. You can find a link to the Charlotte Lozier Institute at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dr. Prentice, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
When we come back from the break, it's going to be time to kind of launch into an Advent hymn study, a long one, in fact. We're going to be looking at the long Advent hymn, O Come Emmanuel. It has both a long and a short history as well. Long in that it comes from some very ancient songs that were sung by Christians. It's an adaptation of the O Antiphons. And short in that the hymn we're singing and studying right after the break is really pretty young. Pastor Will Whedon will tell us all about it right after this. Thanks to our listeners, Issues Etc. has operated independently and in the black for 10 consecutive years. With 3 weeks left in 2018, we're $77,000 short of projected expenses. Please make a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
Hello there, I'm Juanita Wood, the owner of Ad Crucem. My dream of having a Christ-focused Christmas tree has been 18 years in the making. Our tree now brims with Christian symbols to confess the faith. We have the Cairo, Ixus, Chalice, Agnus Dei, Baptism Shell, and 100 other Christ-focused ornaments that are both beautiful and meaningful. Visit adcrucem.com to see our theologically sound greeting cards, jewelry, gifts, churchwares, banners, certificates, and ornaments. That's adcrucem.com.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union was formed to serve you and to serve the church. During December, when you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or when you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to their Ministry of the Month, Ministry Focus. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran FCU, good for you, good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.